Had you actually read the email, you would know that the podcast you are about to listen to could contain explicit language and offensive content. These HR experts' views are not representative of their past, present, or future employers. If you have ever heard, "My manager is unfair to me,"
"I need you to reset my HR portal password,"
or
"Can I write up my employee for crying too much?"
Welcome to our little safe zone. Welcome to Jaded HR.
Welcome to Jaded HR, the podcast by two HR professionals who want to help you get through the workday by saying all the things you're thinking, but say them out loud. I'm Warren.
And this is Feathers.
Back again. Happy Turkey Day, everybody. This is being released on Thanksgiving, so hope you have a great holiday. Get to take some time off and not sweat about HR too much.
As you mean Thanksgiving's still a holiday? I just thought we went from Halloween to Christmas.
You've been to Target then sometime recently.
I mean, it's fucking everywhere. I mean, like, I actually went and saw Christmas lights tonight. I mean, we're recording this a couple of days before Thanksgiving. I literally, with some friends, went and did one of those drive-through light shows. And I'm like, this is sacrilegious. Like, it's not even Thanksgiving yet, even though technically it is, or it is, whatever you want to look at it. But I'm like, really? Fucking Christmas already? Okay. All right.
Well, I have a theory that the C word has played disaster on all of our time perceptions, because I just don't know where the last year and a half has gone. Here it is. It's almost December, and I can't even, it seems like everything just seemed like yesterday. I don't know what it is, but it's
we know where it's gone. You've become a hero at work. Recognized.
Can't spell hero without HR.
Right? You're getting new titles, you're getting more money. I mean, it's great now. What are we making, like $10 an hour now, each of us?
Yeah. Combined, we can go to McDonald's after this.
Yeah. We have to share the fries, though, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, time perception's just blown me away lately. I don't know what it is. So, wow.
We're getting ready to open up our performance reviews for our annual reviews here, like, I think in a week. And I'm like, how the fuck are we already here? Like, didn't we just do mid-years? Oh, no, guess not. Yep, here we go. Annual time.
I'm at the same thing. We're wrapping up our annual review process. And wow, it's just been crazy. So, well, we have an interesting show for you today. Before we get started too much, I want to thank our latest sponsor who bought us a beer. Hallie from Montana bought us a beer. And she just wanted to remind us that Montana has some has a craft beer scene. Just saying. So, yes, Montana does have a great craft beer scene. There's a restaurant near my grandmother's home that had some awesome craft beers. I love Montana. I want to get back out there. Hopefully this summer again, we will see. But there, Hallie, thank you very much for buying us a beer. Your sponsorship is enabling us to get rid of this janky recording system we're using, and next episode, we will be using a new remote recording system. So hopefully you'll notice some better audio quality, unlike what we did last episode, which completely sucked. So once again, thanks to Hallie.
Yep. Thanks, Hallie. We're going to almost be like professionals, won't we? If you get like a nice fancier system, we'll be drunk professionals. It's going to be awesome.
Come up with a new name, Drunk HR or something like that. That Drunk History TV show.
We're jaded, we're drunk, but we have a good recording network. So we're slurring, you can hear us better.
You sound like Harry Carey on the Cubs. Now, last episode, I did mention that we had a listener story that I was not prepared for, so I am prepared this week, so I want to read this. This comes from Griff Ma. And I will go ahead and read it. It's about job hopping, and she wants our opinion. So heaven forbid you ever ask our opinion on something. You ask
fire him. Fire him. Don't give a shit about documenting anything. Just fire him.
You're turning into operations manager now, Chris?
Yeah, exactly. I just want to fire them. Cool. Yeah, they're right on. Yeah, fuck it. When you get sued, don't call me. I'll be working somewhere else.
Well, Griff Ma writes, as an HR director, recruiting is a part of my job, my least favorite part. It's time-consuming. Hiring managers can make the process difficult, and the candidates, oy vey. I used to put a lot of weight into whether or not the candidate was a job hopper, and then I was accused of it myself. While interviewing for one job, one of the questions that came up from an executive was my longest job opportunity was only 4 years. I've always worked in the manufacturing industry, usually for privately held companies. Early in my career, my average time at a company was 2 to 3 years. I would leave for better opportunity and more money. As my career and experience grew, I found myself leaving companies due to their lack of integrity, safety, morale, etc. As I'd grown into my career, what is important to me has changed. It was no longer about climbing the corporate ladder or the pay. I simply could not, in good conscience, work with companies who are willing to put their employees' lives in danger, who treated them like rank and file and expected me to break the law. Breaking law has been the biggest battle for me to date and goes against everything I believe in. Something else has become very clear to me lately is that people who work for the company for 20 plus years have no idea what it's like in what I've referred to the real world. They don't know how to use Outlook calendar. They think every company gives their employees 3 weeks of paid time off after 2 weeks of employment. They are not familiar with industry standards like 9-box compensation strategies, and they are certainly behind the times when it comes to employment law. These people who consider themselves legacy employees would honestly struggle if they found themselves in a position to have to find a new job. I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on the matter. Job hopping. You know, gone are the days where you spend 35 years at a company and you get a gold watch and they give you a pension and kick you out the door with a great big party or anything like that. So that's the first and foremost thing. You've got to look out for yourself professionally, and this isn't sounding too jaded already, but you got to look out for yourself professionally and grow your own career. If the opportunity for growth isn't there, you have to move on to find it elsewhere. And if someone has a legitimate reason for job hopping, I'm fine with it. I do ask that question when I see you've only been here 2 years, 3 years here. You gain a lot of different experiences. I do ask that question when I'm recruiting, but if they give me an answer I can live with, I'm fine with it. But I want to put on the jaded hat again. And yes, these legacy employees you talk about, they are the problem. Anywhere you go, you have, this is the way we've always done it. We like it here. You have this type of people that are so comfortable in their place that they're not going to change for hell or high water. So if you're in that type of organization, you just got to move on yourself so your career doesn't fall behind.
You know, when I was recruiting, the industry I was recruiting in, obviously when you're looking at distribution, manufacturing, you're going to see just a shit ton of job hopping. I mean, because you're chasing the almighty dime, the almighty nickel. So I have no problem with job hopping. What I don't like about it is the tenure. I mean, you just mentioned 2 years, 3 years. Okay, I'm cool with that. Because you've established yourself, you try to make a change. Maybe there is an upper mobility. Maybe there is just shitty leadership inside the company. Maybe the culture fucking sucks. And there's multiple reasons why people leave organizations. So I'm cool with that if you're there for several years. What I don't like is the 2 months here, 4 months here, 9 months here, because it says a lot about you as an individual person. Like, can you not show up to fucking work on time? Can you not do your job? Like what's your motive? What's all that? So those fuckers, no, I don't want them. But 2 or 3 years, 4 years, 5 years with a company, and you've worked for 7 companies throughout your course of your career, that's the new norm.
It is. It is the new norm. I think you hit the nail on the head. When you are a few months here and there, and you might have I spent 5 years here, 6 months, 6 years here, da 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 da. And all of a sudden you have a 6 month employer on your resume. Hey, I have that. I spent 4 years with the company, 5 years with the company, and all of a sudden just 6 months, and then 7 years with the company and things like that. Well,
that's probably because it just didn't work. I mean, it just didn't fit. So, I mean, I've had those. I worked for a company for 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, I was like, no, I'm good. I'm good. I went to go smoke a cigarette, and I just kept on going.
Yeah, I'm going out to lunch. I'll be
back. Hey, boss, smoke break, I'll be right back, boss. Okay. Where's all his stuff gone? Where's his car keys? Oh, no, he's gone.
So I'm not too worried about people who are, you know, have a couple of years of tenure and then jump. I do, like you said, if you're only here a month or two, a company here a month or two, and you also have to look at the industry. If you are a, this sounds awful, but there's no other really way to say it, a blue-collared laborer, you're probably going to jump around a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Then someone, like you were saying, the warehouse professionals that are chasing, hey, the company down the street's paying 25 cents an hour more. Hey, I'm going. And when you're making $10 an hour, 25 cents isn't chump change an hour. If you're going from 10 to 10.25, that's almost significant, I guess you'd say. So, yeah, it's different. So I can't get too jaded on your answer, Griffma. I want to give you some hilarious spiel to go on or anything like that, but I think you've got the right view on it, and we will love to hear back more what's going on.
Wow, Warren is rant free right now.
That's rant free right impressive. Now.
You're rant free.
But wait. I've got a couple of stories lined up for.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. But if you want to be like Hallie or like Griffma, you can support us by sharing our podcast with your friends. You can support us financially by buying us a beer, or you can write a review on Apple Reviews or your favorite podcast player. Please do that. All the links are in the link tree in the description. So once again, thank you to both of them for their support. But let's go on to some of the topics I've thrown out there. So neither of these instances are recent for me, but I don't know what made me think of them, but I want to... I don't know if this is sexist or not, but nosy Nancys. Talk about nosy Nancys. So in my HR career, I've had two significant issues with people trying to be HR who aren't HR. So I've got two nosy Nancy stories to share and get your feedback. So we hired an employee, had a very unique name. So if you're Googling that person, 99% sure you're finding the right person. So we sent out a welcome email. Hey, welcome this person to the company. And, you know, we send that to all hands. And, you know, so everybody knows it's part of the culture building type thing. But apparently one of our employees was in the habit of Googling the hell out of all the new employees who come in. Yes, I know.
That's just classic current behavior now. It's like the cyber stalking on Facebook, cyber stalking on Instagram, Twitter, everything else. It's just, unfortunately, it's just fucking norm now.
And, you know, I'm aging myself. The kids have a new name for that. My daughter told me there's a new cool name for cyber stalking I'll have to come up with at some point.
Yeah, because it sounds creepy otherwise.
But they got a new name for it. But this person Googles the employees, and they hit dirt when they found this employee because they a very unique name. And it had some articles. A company that they were actually a partner in was getting sued, and it was related to fraud charges against them. And now here's what the employee who did the Googling never found out. These charges were dropped. So this employee goes to the CEO of the company with these articles they found on Google or wherever, searching for them, and wanted to make sure they knew who we were hiring. And like I said, they had multiple lawsuits against them for fraud and related charges, and the charges were dropped, but there's no new news articles about that. But during the interview, the hiring manager did ask because of this nosy Nancy, we had to look and make sure we did everything right. We talked to the hiring manager, and his criminal background check came back clean because charges were dropped. But we asked, the manager said, yeah, I asked, why would you want to leave a company you were a partner in to go elsewhere? What brought that on? And the employee was very honest, said, hey, there were some things happening that he didn't agree with and he didn't want to be part of. So that's why he left. And this was several years before joining us. It wasn't like it happened last week or anything, but really, do you have the time to, when a company sends the all hands email, hey, we're hiring Warren to be our HR person, yada, 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 you know, all that wonderful glowing stuff that gets in, to Google each and every person that comes through? I mean, really? I don't know. It seems like a waste of time. And it looks like you're only looking to find stupid garbage like this that you can pull a little aha moment. HR didn't do their job. They didn't vet this person correctly or whatever. I don't know. That person really irritated me, and it came out that it really was nothing. So
it's like, how would I simply put this? Get a fucking life. I mean, like, get a hobby. Crochet. I don't know. Go walk a dog. Like, go do something. Like, you're that transfixed on trying to find something about somebody in the company that you're so focused on that.
That you don't even know. I mean,
like, shit, Google me. I went to a party school for undergrad.
Like, but there was no social media then. We're safe.
I know. I know where the pictures are. At least I hope I know where all the pictures are that I need to know about. I mean, like, what's the point? I mean, we've all done stupid shit. So we've all got something in our past that maybe an employer or employee or whatever would potentially frown upon. But you know what? We all grow. We all hopefully we all grow. But I mean, what's the point of this person doing this?
I don't know.
I guess I'm ranting.
No, and I think this person just wanted to have that aha moment, and it caused us as HR to dig a little deeper because we just wanted to now make sure criminal background check came clean. We did a public record search, and we found the charges, and we saw that they were dropped and everything like that, and they were named as an individual, but also as a company. But, you know, the news is only going to report, oh, this company's committing fraud, et cetera. They're like, oh, it wasn't proven. You know, they're not going to, you don't see that in the news when it's done. But I think they just wanted that aha moment that they know better than HR and they can do this. And they almost had it, but, you know, it came out to be a whole lot of nothing. So my second nosy Nancy story comes also from a previous employer way back. An employee. And this gets really fucking strange, and I hope I can describe it correctly. Had a situation where an employee picked up one of those newspapers you can get in a local convenience store. Maybe not too far from your location is where this occurred, where you are. But they would regularly buy this newspaper at a convenience store. And this newspaper, to use the term very loosely, basically lists anybody who'd been arrested for anything in that area. And one of our new hires was listed in the newspaper for DUI. And let me tell you, this wasn't...
Hold on real quick. Those papers, though, are pretty funny.
Yeah, I've never seen one before.
Where I live, we have them. And sometimes it's like, ooh, let's just go grab this and just see the interesting mugshots and all things.
I did notice the mugshots.
Those are pretty funny. In our college town, sometimes they will list people in, like, I think the Sunday paper or maybe the Saturday paper to film column space, but they'll be like, so-and-so was arrested for so-and-so. And I think it's hilarious, but yeah.
Picture taken at 4 in the morning after you've been drinking all night and,
right. You know, yeah.
Whatever. Well, that's essentially what happened, but making this even more weird than it already is. This was not something that it was in last week's paper. We had a new hire, and it wasn't in last week's paper. This is one that was from sometime further back. I don't know exactly how much further back. So I can only imagine this person is hoarding these newspapers of who gets arrested and has done some sort of database archive of, hey, let's every time somebody gets hired, once again, Googling and going to their newspaper archive. Well, what did end up happening? They made copies and put it up all over the place of employment that this person was arrested for DUI, you know, and put this up everywhere on this. And they sent the actual full copy of the newspaper to HR. And like I said, it was at least a year old by the time I got it. So I'm just wondering, why do you have this for a year later? And how do you remember this person? You know, John Smith was in there. Oh, yeah, John Smith. Let me look him up. But anyways... I don't have the memory to do that or even the will or desire to do that. But the criminal background check, once again, like the prior story, came back clear. We did a public record search. If something comes up like that, we do want to make sure it's criminal background checks aren't 100%. But we went to the locality that was in question, went to the county courthouse records, and found that there was a charge which was dropped. And even if for that position the person was hired for, they had an individual DUI saying there's not a pattern of bad choices and bad behavior, they probably still would have gotten, and I shouldn't say probably, they would have still gotten hired. It would have been something, okay, we noticed this on your record, you know, let's make sure it doesn't happen any longer or what have you. But even with a DUI, they probably still would have gotten hired. But we brought that employee in and gave them a little meeting about, hey, this behavior has got to stop. Now you take down all these posters of this employee, you stop distributing this information. And if you don't, it will cost you your job. And it was just, once again, why people, why do you go get into HR in a place you don't belong? You do not belong there. I don't know.
So you didn't terminate that person?
We didn't terminate the employee. No, I kind of thought that was not the right choice to make at the time. But yeah, we did not terminate the person who was putting up the copies of the paper everywhere.
I mean, that's like defamation of character. I mean, that's just, that's bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what to say. That's bad.
That's bad. Yeah. I just, you know, people, stay in your lane. And speaking of which, I've got almost a whole episode written on stay in your lane type situations. So anyways, so here's something that you and I can relate to. The title of the article is Hair Today, Gone Tomorrow. And it's as people, two males who are follically impaired, to be politically correct.
What are you trying to say? We're getting older.
Yeah. But Eric Myers on LinkedIn, November 16th, he wrote an article titled Hair Today, Gone Tomorrow. Now, I don't know if it was a year ago or 2 years ago. Once again, my time, sense of time has been completely warped. But the state you live and work in, and several others, I think, including New Jersey and a number of other states, passed this law about discrimination based on hairstyle. And at that time, I was a little bit livid about, really, you're putting a fucking law together for discrimination based on hairstyle? I mean, what a...
I remember this came out, yeah.
A stupid waste of time. Well, you're not going to hear this very much from me, but I was wrong.
Do you want to repeat that for our listeners?
I was wrong. It happens, you know, sort of like Hallie's comment every once in a while.
I mean, I'm sure you say it to your spouse a lot. Yep, honey, I was wrong. Yep,
that's the default. I'm like a little wind-up toy. You pull the pull cord and it says, ooh, I'm sorry.
Ooh, I was wrong. You know? Wow, professionally, he's saying he was wrong. I like this.
Ooh, feathers made me do it. No.
Now, on Saturdays at football games, that's probably more factual than I made you do it.
But our wonderful friends at the EEOC brought a lawsuit against an employer. They interviewed and selected a worker for an office job. About a month into the job, the worker, who'd been wearing a wig made of straight hair, stopped wearing the wig and began wearing her own natural, tightly curled hair in a neat bun. The worker's hair, and I don't know, have the first clue what this is, considered a 4-A on the Andre Walker hair typing system, which I have no clue what that is, but it says it's commonly associated with people who, like the worker, are African-American. So mm-hmm. A 4-A, a hairstyle. Well, soon after, the manager told the worker, one of her managers to talk to the worker about her hair and looking more professional, complaining that the worker came in with beautiful hair. The EEOC said the owner nonetheless allowed the workers who did not have tightly curled hair, like the black worker, to wear their hair in a bun or ponytail. The owner told the worker that her hair was unacceptable and she should begin wearing the wig with the straight hair again. The worker did not. However, about a week later, the owner discharged her, and the EEOC said that the company then hired a worker who was not African-American in her place. Once again, question of the day, how fucking stupid can you be?
Obviously enough that we have to talk about it.
And the EEOC has to get involved. When that law came about discrimination based on people's hairstyles, I was like, really? Who's going to do that? That's about the stupidest thing. Well, it's because of this fucker that we have those laws that you have to, wow, just as long as someone's clean and healthy and all that other stuff, I don't care what your hair looks like. You can have dreads, you can have tight curls, you can have no hair. I don't know. Just be clean. No, that's all I need to ask for.
Yeah, be clean. Here's a bar of soap. Here's your part. Here's your welcoming orientation. Here's a bar of soap, just in case. We're gonna go and get that out of the way right now. Here's your bar of soap. But no, I mean, give me a fucking break. I mean, I would have loved to have been the attorney in the situation, going, "Wait, what?
What?
You're screwed. Like you're screwed. Like let me just go ahead and figure out my
let's settle this how much one commission now.
How much am I going to make on this case? Because I'm making something. Because this is an easy one. Because you people are fucking idiots.
No, and you know they are, because it got all the way to the EEOC versus let's settle the fucker now.
Oh yeah, no, I mean like no. So
how much money did you want? How many zeros did? Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Move the decimal over again, and it one more time. There you go. That's a little better. Yeah.
Just wow to. Not say, oops, we're wrong, sorry.
But the modern world, no, the modern world now what we would do is just send them home. You can just work from home now.
Oh, I have some theories on that as well. You know, oh, yeah.
Job just became remote.
Just yours.
Just yours. Here's a box. IT is expected for your phone call to, when you get home, to set up your computer up, make sure it's running correctly. In the annual meeting and the Christmas party, you don't need to come.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll send you an Amazon gift card.
Okay. Off topic, not on my script. Christmas parties are coming around.
Woo-hoo!
Every HR person's favorite time of the year, the Christmas party.
Actually, right now it's thank you, coronavirus. Because a lot of them will be happening.
Well, my company's having their first one in 2 years, and that's I'm actually looking forward to it to a certain degree. But many years ago, I worked at a company, and in my several years at this company, I think I had 9 supervisors, and their titles might have changed from HR manager, HR director, whatever it was. It was a revolving door there. And one of the people who I really liked that was in that revolving door, it was coming up on time of the Christmas party. He had been butting heads with his supervisor for a while. And what ended up happening? He, on the day of the Christmas party, he tells his supervisor, "Hey, I'm going to leave early. I need to go pick up my wife for the Christmas party, and I'll just see you at the Christmas party." And that triggered the supervisor, "Oh shit, I needed to fire him before the Christmas party. I didn't want him at the Christmas party." So that was how that determination was made, that, "Oh shit, it's a Christmas party. We don't want him there." So that was, I was like, if that story's true, and I kind of don't doubt it, how fucked up is that?
Wow.
Yeah. The Christmas parties. Maybe we should have a New Year's special. Tell us what the fuck goes wrong at your company's Christmas parties this year. How many CEOs grinding up on underage admins or clerks or something like that is your company having? Or how many times did a person vomit in the boss's office or coffee cup or something like that? So, yeah. Give us your Christmas stories, Christmas party stories. They're always the best.
Oh, yeah. No, I actually want to hear those.
No. Okay. My final story of the night is dealing with, once again, a little bit with your favorite professional football team. And this article.
What the fucks?
Yes. The WTFs or WFTs, whatever they are. This story comes from Jeanette Levy on LinkedIn on November 17th. But the crux of the matter is John Gruden is now suing the NFL and the commissioner. And if you remember, we even covered this a few episodes ago. He resigned from the Las Vegas Raiders, not the Washington Redskins. He's actually never really been truly affiliated. And correct me if I'm wrong, Feathers, on this. He's never been truly affiliated with the Redskins. His son or brother worked there, but not him directly.
Right. Yep.
So there was an investigation into the Washington football team, formerly known as the Redskins, that evil word, where about 650,000 emails were collected. And in them, there were emails of Gruden making racial slurs, misogynistic comments, negative remarks about LGBTQ members, and profane language describing the NFL commissioner, Roger Goodell. And hey, that one, that might be justified. But anyways, we will go on. But as we mentioned, he resigned as head of the coach of the Raiders amongst this. But Gruden is suing, and he's raising some very interesting questions. One, if the investigation was supposed to be secret, who leaked the emails and how were they leaked? Has the person who leaked the information been disciplined? If not, why? And then Gruden claims that those who leaked the emails did so selectively. If so, how and why did or should they have license to selectively weaponize some but not others? And with over 650,000 emails, it stands to reason that other issues would have been found involving other people. If so, was anyone else disciplined as a result, or was it just Gruden? And if only Gruden, why? And so I think he's got some valid points. Yes, he said some shitty things in those emails. You're not going to send an email like that to somebody, to a recipient who's not going to be welcoming that. If I'm sending a email, heaven forbid, with misogynistic or racial slurs or something like that, I'm not going to send it to anybody. Not that I would, but I wouldn't send it to somebody who wouldn't be welcoming of that email. And why is this coming up on an investigation of the Washington football team? Why did it come up there versus other the Raiders where he was at? I don't know. I think he's got a good point. Once again, Gruden was never with the Redskins. His brother was. Why weren't the Raiders investigated? Get the emails directly from his source email. And it leads on to the environment. Once again, if that behavior is welcome, people may not think it's acting outside the norm. And if you are receiving these emails, and we have a common friend who once upon a time in the 90s was sending out some really stupid emails to my work address, and I actually had to tell him to stop. I didn't want those. Here's my personal email. Send them there. That's fine, but don't send them my work address. And then there had to be other participants. So it doesn't make any of the above right, but it does make it look like a hit job on Gruden. So what do you think? Does he have a point? I mean, yeah, he said awful things, and I don't think he's ever denied it. And I don't even know what he's apologizing for. I don't follow NFL too much, but.
No, I think he's got very interesting. I mean, I understand his lawsuit, and I think he's going to have a good shot in this lawsuit because the questions he's raising, like, why did this information get out? Why is it only me? Like, there has to be other things. If there was, what do you say, 4,500 or 650,000 emails. Okay. Yeah. So first of all, don't put it in fucking writing. Some things we want in writing, some things we don't. This is one of those things. Don't put that in fucking writing. Keep it to yourself. If you're an asshole, just tell your asshole friends that you're an asshole and just move on.
And tell them and reach out and touch a friend. Tell them in person.
Yeah, like tell them in person. Buy them a beer after you buy us a beer. And like just say I'm an asshole. Like I'm all these things. But I think he's accurate. I think he's got a really good case here of why all these things are coming out exclusively against him. So this is going to be a very interesting case. We'll see how far it actually goes.
It will.
Because it's very slanderous against – I mean, they basically ruined his career. I mean, he did it because, again, don't be an asshole. Don't put this in writing. However, somebody specifically is going after him, and why is there other things not coming out against the organization otherwise? I mean, if this takes down Gruden – in a lot of ways, the owner of the team should also be the owner of the Redskins team, or sorry, the Washington football team should be taken down as well.
Oh,
I mean, they're all a part of it.
Oh, and he's got his own legal issues. He's keeping his lawyers in plenty of giving them plenty of billable time for his own escapades and improper behavior. But no, I have to believe there's more people than this, and I you know, not trying to defend Gruden is. If everything is reported is correct, he's guilty as hell. But there's got to be more. The person receiving it, it needs to be looked into. Maybe it's his brother that he was sending. Lord knows I send pretty stupid stuff to my brother, and he sends me stupid stuff too. But I wouldn't send it to his work email or anything like that. So there's got to be more more thought. But, you know, he is a big name. You know, he made a huge career in Tampa. He went to the Raiders twice. I mean, he's got a...
I mean, his contract was like $100 million. I mean, it's just... It was a ludicrous contract to give somebody that's a coach. I mean, it's just a ludicrous contract in general.
Yeah.
That should be given to teachers, not to football coaches, but that's a different story for a different day.
Yeah. So now that's all I had for today. Did you have any interest that's caught your attention the last couple weeks?
Nah, nothing too much. But again, if you're an asshole, just don't email it in your company email. Just, I think I'm going to hammer that point at least 10 more times. Like, just be an asshole in your own time. Don't be an asshole in my time.
Yes.
Because then I have to drop everything. And then we have a hostile work environment. We have all those things, all those, oh, I have a project due. No, you don't. You have a hostile work environment now.
Oh, no, your project is still due, but you have to do this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%. Oh, yeah. Oh, I need that draft by 5. Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, there's 1095 Cs we got to do in January, which are my least favorite compliance thing to do in the world. They're still going to be due while you're doing this wonderful investigation and more. So, yes. Well, do you have a best practice for us today, Feathers?
No, I don't.
Don't be an asshole.
Yeah, that's usually my best practice. I just want t-shirts to just say that. Don't be an asshole. Just don't.
You know, Reddit has the threads. Am I the asshole? No, you are the asshole. Don't stop.
Well, you know, it's funny to say that. I will tell a little personal story. So in my other life, I referee sports leagues. And so I was running the leagues for a long time. And we came in, we had the introductory coaches, captains meeting for our dodgeball league. Now, mind you, this is adult dodgeball, adult leagues. You're drinking, you're having a good time. It's like herding cats. Everybody's an asshole. So I'm going through the rules and I stop and I go, look, every team cheats. Every team has an asshole. Okay. If right now you're sitting here figuring out which person on that team is and you can't figure out who it is, it's you. And you would see like the blood drain from people's faces. A couple people nodded, like, yeah, that's probably accurate. So, hey, own up to it. If you are, it's cool. It's fine. Just be on your own time. Don't be on my time.
Exactly. Can't agree more. Well, once again, want to thank you all for your support. Follow the link tree in the show notes and on our social media pages to find us on social media, buy us a beer, leave us a review, all those things that support us. Also, share Jaded HR with your friends. Hey, you got to listen to this stupid shit and help us grow. And that'll make us get even more. And like I said, hopefully the next episode will be with better audio quality.
But yeah, it could be a holiday special.
Yeah.
In HR, we're not supposed to say Christmas. It's the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
But anyway, yeah, no more singing.
We promise we won't sing in this episode. If you want to hear us sing, listen to last year's Christmas episode.
And I make no promises that I won't sing.
Oh, okay. I'm looking forward to that. Thank you very much for listening to us. Been another great year. As always, our intro music is Devil with the Devil by the Underscore Orchestra. And also thank you to Andrew Culpa, who is the voice artist who does our disclaimer. As always, I'm Warren.
And this is Feathers.
And we're helping you survive HR one what the fuck moment at a time.